Theater 5 presents A Million Miles to Nowhere. Me, Hank.
Mr. Thompson, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What? Why?
Your vacation started at 5 o'clock, and here you are at 10 p.m. back at work.
Just cleaning up a few details, Hank.
I guess that's the way you get to be a vice president, Mr. Thompson. Making sure everything's shipshape before you go on vacation.
Going to be long, Mr. Thompson?
Oh, about 15 minutes. Why?
I make my rounds about now, and you'll want to get out.
You know, that's very funny, Hank.
It is?
Well, most people would like to get into a bank at night, but I'm anxious to get out.
I see what you mean. Hey, what's with a fancy box from Brummel's? Yeah, pretty high class.
Yeah, take a look. Yeah, what do you think of that for a sports jacket?
Pretty wild, Mr. Thompson. Not like the clothes you usually wear.
Well, I figured it was time for a change. I'm going to wear it driving up to the country.
There's enough color in it to keep you warm. Call me when you're ready, Mr. Thompson.
To be ashamed, Mr. Thompson. But $500,000 in nice, fresh currency does an awful lot to take the shame away. Here we are. Fits very neatly. No bulge. Just as we planned. Now let's try the jacket on. Yeah, one size too large fits perfectly over the suit. And we're ready to go. Now wait. Have we forgotten anything, Alec? No. Everything's in order. Now all we have to do is walk past Hank, and we're home free. Hank? Hank! I'm ready.
Coming, Mr. Thompson. It sure looks good on you, Mr. Thompson. Makes you look sort of different.
Well, I feel sort of different.
You'd think that after 5 years, I'd be able to put my hand on the right key.
That's all right, Hank.
Going the same place as last year?
Mm-hmm.
Wife and kid, too?
Oh, they're already up there.
Where is that blasted key?
Oh, take your time. I'm in no hurry.
Mr. Thompson, you can't kid me.
What do you mean?
I've been around this bank too long not to know the score.
Oh?
You're one of those fellows who's always in a hurry.
Yes, I guess that's right.
And right now, you're anxious to get up to the lake.
Well, you're sure right about that.
Yeah, found it.
Well, good night, Hank. Take care.
Just a minute.
Yeah?
You know the rules.
Of course, of course. You're supposed to examine every package that goes out of here. Now, do you want me to untie this and show you the $500,000 I have in here?
That you've taken from the vault?
Well, where else would I get $500,000? You want to take a look at my old suit?
I must have seen it 100 times, Mr. Thompson. Yeah, it's okay. Don't bother to unwrap it. Just a minute, Mr. Thompson.
Huh?
What's that on your jacket?
What? What is it?
Nothing, just a thread. There, that's better. Have yourself a good vacation.
Yeah, thanks, Hank. I'm sure I will. Now.
Oh, Alec, I'm so glad you're home.
Helen, what are you doing here?
Ted got sick. We had to fly down today. I tried to reach you.
Ted sick? What happened? Where is he?
In the hospital. He's fine now. He's going to be operated on tomorrow morning.
Operated on?
Just his tonsils. Nothing serious.
Oh, Helen, things are happening too fast now. Just let me get my bearings.
Well, now, Alec, I tried calling you before we left. I knew you'd want Dr. Somerville, but you were out and the plane was leaving.
I was shopping.
So I see. Whatever made you buy that jacket? Oh, but never mind that now. Ted's been asking for you, and I told him...
Helen, will you please slow down? I have to think.
Oh, Agent, you poor dear. I know how you hate to have your plans upset.
Yes.
But I couldn't help it. I checked in and took a room at the hospital, too. I'm going to stay overnight with Ted. I just came home to see if you were here.
That's good, Helen. That's good thinking. Ted would be frightened alone. You get on right back there, right away.
You sound like you want to get rid of me.
Oh, now you know better than that. It's just that I have some packing to do.
But you're not going anywhere. And why in the world are you wearing that jacket over your suit?
Oh, I was chilly.
On a nice night like this, what's in the box?
Some papers. Listen, Helen, I'm going to have to talk fast because I don't have much time.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. It's just that everything's gone haywire.
What?
I had a surprise for you. I wrote you about it, but of course the letter's on its way. For a long time, a man has been asking me to leave the bank and go into the investment business with him.
Alec.
I agreed to spend this weekend with him on the island to talk it over.
Yes, but...
It's very big, Helen. Tremendous. I have a train to make because he's sending a car to meet it. Now, you understand?
Oh, yes, dear, of course. But with Ted in the hospital, don't you think you could call him
and
put it off? Well, you don't have to shout.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm on edge. Now, you know how carefully I work things out, and this is the biggest deal of my life. Ted'll be all right with you there.
I know, but...
I'll just throw a few things in the bag, straighten up, and get going.
But Ted will...
Call him in the morning. I promise.
I've been looking all over for
you. We're not supposed to meet until the second day at sea. That was the plan, Celia.
Oh, I'm sorry, but no one will see us up here on this deck. We're just two figures in the fog.
Go down to your cabin.
In a minute. First, did everything go all right?
Well, not quite. Helen was home.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, it's not ruinous. She thinks I'm going down to Long Island for the weekend on a business deal. She won't start to worry until Monday or Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday? But the way you had it arranged, no one would have started looking for 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, it can't be helped. Besides, bank examiners drop in unexpectedly. They might have discovered the shortage in a week anyway.
Oh, Alec.
But you see, that's where the careful planning comes in. When they do start looking, I've set up enough false trails to keep them busy for a month. Airline tickets, false passports, train tickets, bus. Oh, they'll check them all.
All right, Alec. I trust you.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
What is it? What's the matter?
A stupid mistake. A tiny little stupid thing. I made a mistake.
What?
With all the confusion with Helen, I didn't make a final check. Last night, I was going over everything for the last time. I put some figures down on the scrap of paper and I threw it in the wastebasket. I meant to burn it.
Well, as long as you threw it away, what difference could it make?
Well, it could make all the difference in the world.
But what was on the paper?
The cost of our tickets for this trip.
Well, so?
So the police will search every inch of our apartment. They're sure to find the paper. I think it said Le Havre on it, along with the figures. If it does, then all the false trails, everything goes down the drain. They'll start checking from Le Havre. They'll know this ship sailed tonight. We won't have a chance.
Oh, Alec, you're making too much out of nothing.
Attention, please. All visitors ashore. Attention, all passengers. The sailing will be delayed 3 hours due to the fog.
Huh?
But all visitors must leave as scheduled. All visitors ashore...
Celia, did you hear that? What? 3 hours.
Alec, no.
Oh, we're in luck. I have plenty of time.
Alec, don't leave me.
I have plenty of time,
but...
and it'll be perfect. I'll destroy the paper. Helen will be at the hospital. Oh, nothing can go wrong.
Listen to me, Alec. Please, don't leave the ship.
Well, I have to.
No.
But this even gives me time to send a telegram to Helen to be delivered Monday, telling her I've been delayed. Oh, these 3 hours will give us 3 days before there's any alarm.
Alec.
Yes?
Do you love me?
Celia, you know
it. Alec, if you love me, stay here. I know that if you leave, I'll never see you again. I'm afraid.
Oh, that's nonsense. Nonsense and nerves. I'll meet you right here as soon as I can.
But, Alec...
I just want to make sure that we'll be absolutely safe, Celia. Why, in a few hours, we'll be as safe as if we were a million miles away.
Your train?
What are you doing at home?
Well, you needn't shout.
Well, sorry, but you should be with Ted, not here.
Oh, now, Alec, Ted's under sedation, sound asleep. I thought it would be nice if he had some of his favorite books and things tomorrow, so I came home to get them. Alec, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for the waste paper basket. Where is it?
Oh, I'm sorry, it's in the back hall. I emptied it down the chute.
The incinerator?
Yes. Alec, what is it? What's wrong?
Oh, it's nothing. I'll just have to make another copy. I should have known. You were a good wife. Neat and tidy and careful.
Alec? Alec, are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. But now I do have to run.
I don't know you the way you are. You seem like a stranger. What happened with the train?
The train? Oh, yes, the weather is bad, and you know this neighborhood. I couldn't get a cab, and then when I did, I missed it. I called Harry and told him I'd take the next one, and I don't have much time.
But why did you come back?
Well, for that paper that you threw away.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Alec. Was it important?
No, I can remember it.
Well, then why did you come back for it?
Will you stop picking on me?
Alec, there's something wrong.
No, nothing. Oh, I'll get it. Hello? Hello, Harry. Yes, I'm just leaving. Yeah, I know about the time. No, it's all right. Everything's all right. Yeah, I'll be there. Goodbye, Harry. I'll explain everything when I get back to you. Now, you take good care of Ted.
Alec, aren't you going to kiss me goodbye?
Oh, sorry. Goodbye, dear. And don't worry. Taxi! Taxi! Cab! Hey! Oh. Cab! Hey, taxi! There's got to be a cab. It may be on the avenue. Cab! Taxi! Hey, you there by the light! Wait! Hey, wait! Come back! Cab? Taxi! Taxi!
What's the matter, Mac?
I was just trying to catch a cab. They all seem to be off duty.
Yeah, them guys all go off duty when you need them.
Yeah. You better get off the street. You can get run over in this fog.
Well, I've got to get a cab. I've got to get to Pier 28. My ship's sailing.
Pier 28, huh? You know where that is, Harry?
Yeah, sure.
Hop in. Huh? Come on, mister. You're in a hurry. We'll help you out.
Oh, well, thanks. You don't know how much this means.
Pier 28, Harry.
Yeah.
And hurry, please.
You heard the man. Hurry, Harry. Hey, it's not bad. Harry.
Look, I'll pay you if you'll just hurry.
Huh? Oh, man says he's going to pay us, Harry. Ah, now we don't want no bread. This is our good deed for the day. Would you believe that me and Harry are Boy Scouts, Daddy?
Yes.
Now, you don't really mean that, do you, Daddy?
Look, I don't care what you are. It was very kind of you to pick me up.
Uh-huh.
But it's terribly important that I... Wait a minute. This isn't the way it appears.
Yeah, it's a shortcut. See, Harry knows all the shortcuts, don't you, Harry?
Hey, sure.
Harry.
Look, why did you pick me up?
Huh? Well, like I told you, we're Boy Scouts. You look like you were in trouble. We wanted to help you out.
Well, turn west! Turn west!
You heard the man, Harry. There. You feel better?
Thank you.
You like a shot?
No, thanks.
That's good stuff. Harry and me only drink the best.
Aren't you a little young to be drinking?
Oh, you going to give us a hard time, Danny?
No.
Huh?
No. I'm sorry.
I mean, man, you got no manners. I mean, here we are doing you a big favor, and you're bugging me.
Well, I made a mistake.
Huh? Yeah. Huh. Harry, if you see a gas station along the way, stop.
Well, I don't have time. I told you, I have no...
You don't want to buy us gas, Dad?
Look, I'll give you the money, but I'll miss the ship if we stop. Now, where are you going?
Fuzz, Louie.
Fuzz?
Cops to you, Daddy. See, we borrowed this car. Where are you going?
Let me out. I just want to get out.
Cool it, man. You're out of your skull. You'd run screaming to the fuzz, and then we'd all be in trouble, right?
I don't care about the police. I don't care if you've stolen the car. Just get me to Pier 28. You get me there in time, I'll give you $50.
How much?
Look, I'll make it $100.
Oh. Well, it looks like we got a live one, huh, Harry? You lose the fuss?
Yeah, they turned off.
Okay, pull over.
Right.
Oh. What are you doing?
Hand it over, Daddy.
What?
The wallet.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You can't... Go! No, please! Don't!
Tough luck, Daddy.
I'll get the wallet, huh?
Yeah. Here we go.
You got it?
One, two,
come on,
hundred,
faster,
and
huh?
250 bucks. What do you know?
Whoa.
Here, help me roll them out, Harry.
Yeah.
See, Harry? Did I always tell you? It pays to help people out.
Theater 5 has presented A Million Miles to Nowhere, written by Murray Burnett, directed by Bill Gately. In the cast, William Griffiths, John Gibson, Vicki Vola, Anne Houston, Jack Grimes, and Ed Zimmerman. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Thank you. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.